From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The markets finished down again today. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 140 points. The average is down just over 14% for the week. The NASDAQ Composite Index also suffered one of its worst weeks ever, losing 16%. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
This has been the kind of week Wall Street will be anxious to forget. The market reopened Monday after being closed for 4 days in the wake of the terrorist attacks, and prices fell sharply. Since then, as the likelihood of war has appeared to increase, they have fallen even further, says Jim Glassman, chief economist at J.P. Morgan Chase.
The risk has increased, and investors are doing what they always do, which is pull back, be more defensive, don't take risks when you're facing a lot of uncertainty.
The crisis in the Middle East is happening at a time when the economy is already on the edge of a recession. Unemployment has been rising, and corporate profits have been steadily falling. Charles Perdilla is chief investment strategist at the securities firm SG Cowen.
We were already in an economy that was quite weak. You've got to remember that before the September 11th incident, the median stock in NASDAQ was down 70% from the top. So there had already been a good amount of carnage. Now this is sort of the exclamation point on the whole thing.
In the days after the terrorist attacks, economic activity slowed even further. With many people staying home to watch news about the attacks on TV, retail sales have fallen. The sell-off in stocks has been especially sharp in sectors directly affected by the terrorist attacks. The hotel sector is down almost 35%, while the airline industry has suffered even more. So far, there has been no mass desertion of stocks by individual investors. Outside a Dallas brokerage house today, investors expressed concern, but there was also a guarded optimism.
I think caution is in order. I think that there are probably reasons to invest in the stock market. My husband and I put money in an index fund. We're in it for the long haul.
You know, a lot of people are afraid right now to invest, but I think it's a golden opportunity because we are a resilient group as Americans, and it will go up. The market will go up, and I think there are some fantastic bargains there right now.
Big declines in stocks are not unusual following a major political crisis like this one, but they're almost always followed by rebounds. Predicting what will happen this time is difficult because the situation remains so fluid. Jim Glassman of J.P. Morgan Chase says that the current conflict could evolve into a kind of steady long-term police action against terrorism, and if it does, stocks should come back eventually.
The worst of all outcomes, which is what probably is what worries people, is that this begins to divide the Arab world from the other world. It starts to create a chasm in the Middle East. It runs the risk of blowing into something much bigger.
The drop in stocks this week has occurred despite a coordinated series of interest rate cuts by the world's central banks. The federal government has also eased the regulations governing stock buybacks by corporations. These moves were designed to shore up stocks, but they ultimately weren't enough to dispel the new mood of uncertainty that pervades the market. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.